Hitler would spend several months in 1924 and into 1925 in Landsberg prison outside of Augsburg in Germany. It was the equivalent of, I think, what we would now call a minimum security facility, in which, surrounded by potted geraniums and a number of his followers, he would dictate his political autobiography and political testament, Mein Kampf, it was called, My Struggle. He laid out there the basis of his political philosophy that was already previewed in the 25 points. In it, he called for the creation of a Grossdeutsches Reich, a greater German Reich, the unity of all Germans in one great German state, the creation of Lebensraum. He railed against the Jews, against the capitalists, against the Marxists, and stated his determination to use modern political propaganda to create a mass party that would sweep him into power. On his release from prison, he refounded the NSDAP, which had been banned in the aftermath of the Beer Hall Putsch. He announced his intention at that point to pursue the path of legality to power. There would be no more coup d'etats hatched in beer halls, as was the case in November of 1923. No more confrontations in an attempt to overthrow the government by force. Instead, Hitler announced, the party would henceforth concentrate on recruiting members and on participating in and winning elections. Not, he emphasized, and he emphasized this quite publicly, not because he'd had a change of heart about democracy, which he saw as corrupt, degenerate, immoral, and a fraud, but rather the Nazis were going to participate in elections in order to undermine the democracy of the Weimar Republic. In the mid-20s, during the so-called Golden Twenties, this brief period of stability wedged between the traumas of hyperinflation and the Great Depression, Hitler would concentrate on organizing the party to participate in elections, creating a system of propaganda cells around the country, preparing for the next national election, which came in 1928. Those elections in the spring of 1928, at the end of 4 years of relative economic prosperity and political stability, were a disaster for the department, for the party, a great disappointment to the NSDAP and its leadership. With less than 3% of the vote, the party was in no danger of making a breakthrough into the mainstream, but was, by everyone's assessment, simply one of a number of extremist parties that shows up from time to time with little ability to make any headway in national politics. The NSDAP, Hitler believed, needed an issue. It needed something that would catapult it into the mainstream of German political life, something that would rescue it from this status on the outer reaches of German politics. That issue was provided by the Great Depression, which, as we've seen, crashed on Germany in the fall of 1929-1930 and took on absolutely catastrophic proportions. Only the United States would be affected more severely by the Great Depression than Germany. As the Depression deepened in 1929-1930, as the government of Germany found it absolutely impossible to slow down the slide of the economy into the abyss, the party began a relentless campaign against what it referred to as the Weimar system and its economic and social failures. The party would master the art of negative campaigning. The party developed a political propaganda apparatus that was remarkably sophisticated for its day. The party would develop the sort of equivalent of survey research. That is not, didn't hand out questionnaires and that sort of thing that one would do at a later date in Western political life, but rather it sent out its operatives. They were supposed to go out into the bars, into the various social clubs, into public places to talk to people, to see what people were upset about, what they were angry about, what sort of issues motivated them.